So the gospel says today, there is a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Right? Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Raise your hand if you have heard this before. Yeah. Should be everyone. Because every Advent, this is what you hear. Right? Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Right? And always, second Sunday of Advent, here it is. It's the same thing, okay? Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. But what exactly does that mean? You know, what are we preparing? What way is he talking about? And what is a straight path? You know, what prepare what? You know? And how do you prepare? You know, in what way? Do you need to go buy a map? You know, or maybe a GPS, will that work? Will the GPS help you prepare the way, you know, and make straight your paths, you know? Or, I don't know, you know? In order for us to really understand what this means, to prepare the way of the Lord, right, and make straight his paths, we have to look at the figure, John the Baptist, right? People thought, John the Baptist, people thought he was like the one. They thought he was the Messiah, right? But every time people pointed and looked to him, what did he do? He kind of deflected the attention away from him and towards his cousin, Jesus, right? One mightier than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy even to carry his sandals. I baptize you with water. He's going to baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. He must increase, I must decrease. Right? John the Baptist never pointed to himself. Instead, he always pointed to his cousin, Jesus. So, John the Baptist, I think he would be kind of like the setup guy. Kind of like the setup guy. What I mean by that is, when you go to a concert, right? You have like the main performing artist. But before the main artist comes, what happens? You get these like up-and-comers, you know, like these beginning acts, right? Or when you go to a box or you see a boxing match, right? Before you have, ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight title of the world, you have, you know, Mike Tyson or Manny Pacquiao, whatever, right? Before you get the main event, what do you have? These little other featherweights. Or these other people who are not so well known, right? Before you get the main event. Or he's kind of like in a baseball analogy, he's kind of like the setup reliever. He's not the closer that closes the game and gets the save, but he's the relief pitcher that sets the way for the closer, right? He's kind of like the stuntman in a movie. You know that most actors, like, they don't actually do all those crazy acting scenes, you know, like especially the dangerous ones. They get like a stunt man or stunt woman to kind of like do it for them. Yeah, right? He must increase, I must decrease. And this is what you and I are kind of called to do, to prepare the way by pointing less to ourselves and more towards Jesus Christ. But how do you do this? How do you do this? Well, let me put it to you this way, right? Do you like this weather right now? Raise your hand if you really like it. You know, liars. You know, it's cold, man. It's cold. I wear like 3 layers and I'm still cold, you know? what if I told you, you know, due to this cold weather, you know, and I feel like a generous man, you know, I feel like being generous, but I probably can't be generous to everybody, you know, so what if I said, just for all the people who go to the 6 p.m. Mass, because I like you guys, all right, just for the people who go to the 6 p.m. Mass, okay, tomorrow I'm going to buy you tickets. Where do you want to go? Somewhere warm. Hawaii? You said Hawaii? Yeah? Okay, Hawaii. All right, okay. So what if I said, tomorrow I'll buy you first class tickets to go to Hawaii. What do you think about that? Yeah. I'll get you first. Not for all the masses, just for the 6 p.m. You know, that'd be too much. Just for the 6 p.m. You know, get your first class tickets. We can all go to Hawaii and warm up. You know, it's so cold here, right? And okay, so then if that's the case, what are you going to do? You're going to pack up. You're going to pack, right? You're going to have your, you know, purse or suitcase, right? And what are you going to put in that suitcase? Bathing suit, yeah? Yeah? What are you going to put? Clothes? Of course, right? Yeah, you're going to put clothes. I mean, you don't need like a heavy jacket in Hawaii probably, you know? It's just, and probably, I don't know, maybe sunscreen, towel, surfboard. Okay, all right, if you're a surfer. Yeah, okay. So you guys know what to pack, everything, right? Now, how about if I said, well, let's keep that same idea, but let's switch up the scenario just a little bit. Just a little bit. What if I said, okay, instead of Hawaii, I'm going to buy you guys first class tickets to see Jesus Christ. What are you going to put in that suitcase? What are you going to put in that suitcase? Oh, silent all of a sudden. Everybody want to go to Hawaii. Nobody wants to meet Jesus. What are you going to put in that suitcase? Camera? You know, Facebook that or what? What are you going to put in your suitcase? Huh? If you think about it, have you heard the phrase, less is better or less is more? Or have you heard your, you know, people tell you, okay, you know, pack lightly? Have you heard that? You know, my parents always told me, Steve, you got to pack lightly because when you go on vacation, you're going to like buy stuff and you know, you got to have put extra space in your luggage for the stuff that you buy and all these things. So you got to pack lightly, right? Now, what I think when you and I, if we meet Jesus Christ tomorrow, what should you have in your suitcase? The less you have in your suitcase, the better. Right? In fact, if your suitcase is empty, that would be ideal. That would be ideal if you meet Jesus with an empty suitcase. So that the emptier your suitcase is, the more you can fill it with Jesus. And the suitcase that I'm talking about when you meet Jesus Christ is not your like Samsonite luggage bag, okay? But it's this suitcase, the spiritual suitcase that you have. Right? And in order for us to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his path, we have to look at our spiritual suitcase. What do we got in our spiritual suitcase? Do we have a lot of junk? Do we have a lot of junk? You know, do we have a lot of stuff? You know, what is it that we need to, you know, unload? Right? Maybe a lot of material things, maybe a lot of problems, a lot of drama, maybe a lot of stress. Maybe you got some sins in that suitcase, huh? And maybe for some of us, that suitcase is so, you know, packed up that you can barely zip up that suitcase, you know. And it's kind of like when you have a really big suitcase and you fill it up and it's really heavy and you go to the airport and then the people tell you, sir, ma'am, your suitcase is. It's too heavy. You're going to have to take stuff out. Or we're going to have to charge you like $100 extra or something. And you're like, I can't take this out. I can't take that out. You know, you want me to throw this away? No, I can't do that. You know, what do we have in our spiritual suitcase? Right? And like I said, less is more. And in fact, the ideal way would be is to meet Jesus Christ with an empty suitcase. All right? Got nothing in there, the better. This is how you and I, we are to prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ by emptying our spiritual suitcase. Emptying our spiritual suitcase of the things that bother us, our problems, our sins, so that our suitcase may be empty, may be able to receive Jesus Christ and fill that suitcase with Jesus Christ to prepare the way for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And do you remember, raise your hand if you went to this Mass last week. Ah, okay. Like half, all right? Do you remember what the homework was? Did I do this Mass last Sunday? Okay, all right. So, what was it? Yeah? Talk as a family. Yeah, did you do that? Oh, you did it. Yeah, did you do it? Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, the whole idea during the season of Advent, okay, is I talked about a very alarming statistic, which is how many minutes do families spend a day together? 49 minutes a day. 24 hours. Average family spends 49 minutes a day. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I might be over-exaggerating. Maybe that does not apply to you. You know, maybe you spend about 50 minutes a day, you know. I don't know, you know, even 51, dare I say. Who knows? And of those 49 minutes, 7 minutes of quality time, right? So I ask all of you to work on that. And every week during the season of Advent, in the bulletin, okay, in the bulletin, open it up, and second page, there it is. It has the dinner table conversation. And I hope you, if you came to Mass, you're able to take a bulletin and you were able to do that as a family last week. But if not, don't worry. There's always second chance. And you got a new question this Sunday. And your dinner table conversation this week is, as you will find in the bulletin, what has been my experience of repentance? How do I feel about the need for repentance? Right? And I want you to think about that suitcase that I'm talking about, right? It's always better to pack lightly, you know? You don't want to carry that big luggage around, you know? So there's a lot of work, okay? And that is why during the season of Advent, I really encourage all of you, right, to go to confession. Go to confession to unload. Make that spiritual suitcase just a little bit lighter, right? Most of you know we have confessions every Fridays at 7 p.m., Saturdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and we have coming up our Parish Advent Reconciliation Service, which will be on Monday, December 16th at 7 p.m. What is it? Oh, okay, all right, you're listening. Okay, all right, okay. All right, yes. Monday, December 16th, 7 p.m. That's when we have it, okay? And we're going to get about 10 priests. So if you don't want to go to confession with me, that's fine, okay? We got plenty of other guys, okay? And going to confession is one of the best ways to prepare for the way of the Lord. So I want you to think about that, discuss that together as a family. You know, what has been my experience of repentance? And how do I feel about the need for repentance? And please, go to confession. Confess your problems, your sins. Unload it. Receive God's love, God's mercy, forgiveness. Empty that spiritual suitcase so that you can fill it with Jesus Christ and be ready to greet Him when He comes in glory.